Today is an important date for Tucson residents who care about taxes, so basically every one of them. This is the last day to be registered to vote and be eligible for the city's next election on May 16th. The early ballots go on April 26th. This election is focused on whether Tucson's sales tax should go up by a half cent. To help us learn more about the ballot measure, we're joined by Brandon Mejia of Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Brandon, if voters approve the sales tax increase, how much money would be generated and what would it be used for?
So if it is passed, approximately $250 million will be collected over the five-year period. $150 million of that will actually be split between the Tucson Police Department and the Tucson Fire Department. Now, these will go towards capital funds, things like vehicles, equipment, new improvements to facilities. The police department wants to open up a new Southside substation, as well as upgrades to training facilities as well. Then the remaining $100 million will actually go towards repairing and restoring the Tucson city streets. It breaks down a little further from there into 60% of the repairs being on the arterial streets, so a lot of the main roads, and about 40% being residential streets.
Now, clearly, there are a number of people who think there is a need for this. What brought this about, and was there a particular timeline? Has this been sort of out there for quite a while, and the discussions reached a fever pitch recently?
Well, since 2012, we had Proposition 409 that came through, which actually allowed for bonds to be used for road improvements, which gained $100 million in funding for a lot of the road improvements we've seen. 183 miles have been restored and repaired since then, but now the city of Tucson is looking for another way to fund, of course, these needs that are needed for these street improvements.
When was the last time sales tax went up? I mean, is this something that has generated some controversy, some anger in the past?
The last time, we really saw this was in 2006 when Pima County voters actually approved a half-cent sales tax increase to fund the RTA. And now this is still going on and will carry out through 2026. But what's important to note about the increase that's being put forth now is that it's actually one of the three that they'll be voting on within the next year. In November, the city of Tucson plans to propose two more sales tax increases as well.
Where are we at in terms of levels of support and opposition, especially when you mention there may be two other possibilities to vote on this sort of thing as well? Does there seem to be momentum in one direction or the other?
And, it's tough to tell. When you break it down for this kind of sales tax, it really comes down to $3 more a month. And when I talk to Mayor Rothschild, it's as if you're buying an extra cup of coffee a month. But when you kind of put it in the perspective of multiple sales tax coming ahead, you kind of start to wonder if this is going to benefit them to the greatest ability. But with this one specifically, and I think why it's kind of so put forward, is that you can see exactly everything that it's going towards. With the police department, they have written down and put together, on all the patrol vehicles or ballistic vests. For the fire department, of course, paramedic and cardiac monitors, new cameras and all those equipments, as well as the technology side of a lot of the software and hardware and stuff that has been outdated.
You mentioned Mayor Rothschild. Have we heard from other members of council to see, are they leaning one way or the other? Is a majority of the council in favor of it, or are they just in favor of allowing voters to vote on it?
This was something that was completely unanimous with the city council and the idea of for the public to decide. So this is something they all believe is necessary. They believe this is something that, of course, is going to benefit our society with public safety. And then, of course, just the Tucson streets. A lot of people here in Tucson know how the streets have been an issue for multiple years.
Brandon Mejia of Arizona Public Media in Tucson. We've been talking about proposed sales tax in Tucson. Voters will have a chance to vote on that in April and May. Brandon, thank you for the time.
Thank you.